Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Jonas is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, author of How to Change Minds, also customer-centered selling, jolles.com, right, Rob? J-O-L-L-E-S?
That's it. J-O-L-L-E-S.
And also Jolles Auctioneering Services, right, Rob?
You saw that, did you? I just did an auction for a charity.
He's become an auctioneer, ladies and gentlemen.
So, the natural lead for professional speakers. What can I
tell
you?
Exactly. So, okay, Rob, we talked about seeking imperfection last time, and I think that's another way of saying seeking excellence, because excellence is not perfect, and imperfection doesn't mean it's a full failure. It just means it didn't fall out of heaven like manna. But all we can do, in my opinion and your opinion, is our best. And whenever we're working on something, my goal when I'm trying to put a project together. When I decide to put a bow on it and deliver it, is when I feel like within the time that I have and with what I have, I know, once I convince myself that I've done everything I can possibly do, that's my best. And if I can say that I've done my best and the time is up, it's time to deliver, I put a bow on it and I deliver it. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you can put a bow on that statement. It sounds beautiful. Here's my concern. There's always this voice. There's always this whisper inside our heads. And inside that voice, it begins to try and talk us out of doing our best. For instance, as a presenter, when you put 500 people in front of me, Jim, and you give me full fare on the delivery fee, and you're going to see it's really easy for me to do my best. But what happens... When you have a client and they want everything you got, and they negotiated what they felt was a fair fee, and you signed that contract for less than what you normally make, and you show up, and it's not a really attractive room. Matter of fact, it's the back of a boardroom, and there aren't 500 people there. There are 9, and you've got a job to do, 1 hour presentation. The whispers are loud, and the whispers say, you don't really need to give it your best. My goodness, they're not paying you full fare anyway. Mm-hmm. And look at the size of this audience. And that's when I want to buckle down and do twice as good. That's
right.
The time where that's when we have to watch out for that whisper.
And remind us who the whisper's coming from.
Oh, the whisper's in your head.
It's all in us. It's all inside, right? It's us saying that to ourselves.
And it's disguised as a rational thought, by the way. I mean, it says, hey, you don't really need to work too hard. No one of consequence is in this audience.
I have had those thoughts. I have said those things to myself. Mm-hmm. But then I remind myself that what I'm delivering is not about them, it's about me.
Oh, it's personal pride, absolutely.
What are my standards? What do I want somebody else to see? I mean, I've actually had customers to say, wow, Jim, I know we didn't ask for a lot, we didn't expect a lot, but you over delivered and it woke them up, I mean, it made a difference.
Jim, you started by talking about my auctioneer services. When I auctioneer, typically if it's a charity, a lot of times I give it back to the charity. Sometimes I keep whatever, but I have to tell you, it might be 10% of what I make as a professional speaker when I do an auction. Do you think I'm showing up there thinking to myself, okay, 10%, let's give them 10% of Rob Jolles today? My personal pride, once we sign a contract, you're getting everything. Do you remember a fighter named Marvin Hagler, Marvelous Marvin
yes,
Hagler?
Of course.
You know that I read something once, and I love this about him. He was a tremendous champion. Google him for those of you who have never heard of that name. And he said, when I wake up, I train as hard as I can. But when I wake up weary, unmotivated, and don't feel like training, I work twice as hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's what separates me from my competition. Think about those words.
Well, and there's something else. You know, a lot of us, a lot of baby boomers are getting to the, are approaching the so-called technical age of retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've got friends who have retired, and they're asking me, you know, when are you going to retire? And I'll be honest with you, Rob, I don't know how to do that.
Right.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
Right.
And I think that has a lot to do with what you with your own standards, don't you? I mean, you're not going to know how to retire.
No, I think what I'm trying to do is learn how to evolve. And I think that's what you're doing too, Jim. And I think 10 years from now, we may be the only two guys in the line, but we're going to be talking to each other.
We'll be doing something.
And you're going to be
interviewing me. That's right. And it's like I said before, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Hey, Rob, I need your website again, and then we got to wrap it up.
Okay. JOLLES.com. And when you're on that site, look for the blarticle. It's something I write every 2 weeks. I'd love to have
it's
you sign
great.
Up.
Can they find out about the auctioneering there, too?
Yeah, sure. You can always just send me an email, rob@jollis.com.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Come back soon. Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
That's all I've ever promised. Maybe if you please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.